This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. A year ago, on February the 28th, 2013, Pope Benedict left the Vatican for the last time as Pope and was flown by helicopter to the Papal summer residence at Castel Gandolfo. Benedict was the first Pope to step down in more than 600 years, and for many people within the Vatican, those final moments of his papacy are indelible images stamped in their memories. One of those who was an eyewitness on that historic day was Monsignor John Kennedy, a senior official at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Monsignor Kennedy worked with Pope Benedict for several years when, as Cardinal Josef Ratzinger, he was the prefect of that congregation. He shared with me his memories and emotions of that day that was like no other.
The 28th of February of 2013 was a typically bright early spring day in Rome, a few clouds in the sky, but it was so surreal. I think back in today and I have the same feelings as I had a year ago. It was really hard to concentrate on work in the afternoon. Our minds were on our desks, but our hearts were with Pope Benedict, who was just about to make his final journey from the Vatican to Castel Gandolfo. No one told us that we should go up on the roof of our building. We have a beautiful roof which overlooks St. Peter's Square, but all of us felt really magnetically drawn to be up there so that we could experience these last few moments and see him in his helicopter as he would fly away over towards the Alban Hills. We wanted to be there. We wanted to see with our own eyes. It was almost as if, you know, you couldn't believe it unless you saw it. And we also wanted to pray to accompany him on his final journey.
Was there a lot of sadness? Did you capture that in the expressions of the people around you, or if you could see the expressions of those who were actually bidding him farewell?
In a privileged way, I had my camera with me, so I was taking pictures of everything that was happening. It was the sky, the basilica, the colleagues who and the friends who were with us up there too, and I was really paying attention to their expressions, and they were feeling, or they looked like they were feeling the same way as I did, because I felt lost and I felt sad. And I felt kind of empty. I know that this had happened before. A pope did step down in the past, but I'd never experienced it. So I wasn't really sure where I could put my emotions on those days, which sort of category they should be going into. And there was a kind of a numbness in everybody's face. I noticed some people were texting. They were saying, maybe sending a message to some friends, sharing the moment with the people. But most of the people were like the apostles in the gospel after the transfiguration. They were looking into the sky to see what was going to happen next.
It really was the feeling that it was an end of an era, the end of a papacy.
It was completely, and of course a couple of weeks before the whole event of the 28th of February, we had got the advanced warning that this was going to take place. And you know, even though, as I said, this had happened once before, even though we had been warned, I don't think it was much of a consolation. There was this kind of sense of expectation and a sort of a concern, what was going to happen in the future? Well, of course, we know the Lord never abandons his church, and we've seen what Pope has been gifted to us as well. But on that evening, when the sky began to turn from yellow to orange, and then the helicopter rose just above the tree line, and it actually scared away some birds. I caught that on my photo, and then did a tour basically out towards the south, then back over the basilica, did an arc over the papal residence where, of course, we would have seen Pope Benedict from his window for the last 8 years, and then flew directly over us. We all sort of craned our necks to look up and see.
Did you wave?
Everybody waved. I was busy grasping my camera, but everybody was waving. But a kind of a silent, cheerful, yet kind of heart-sinking sort of wave as well. And we watched this helicopter making lots of noise and flying over the hills, over the trees towards the Alban Hills, and just disappearing into the sky. It was being tailed by another helicopter, I remember as well. And I think there were some TV cameras. So everybody had the benefit in this modern age of being able to see and experience, and then to see him actually when he landed and greeting the people in Castel Gandolfo and then waving from the balcony. But I'm still lost for words, really. I know I'm telling you about it, but still in my heart, I'm still coming to grips with it.
Okay, as we all know, his papacy formally ended at 8 p.m. local time that evening. What were you doing then?
Well, I kind of didn't know what I should do, but I wanted to do something. So I figured, look, let me go back to St. Peter's Square again. Let me bring the camera with me. And I went in and I started taking pictures of the great clock above the Arch of the Bells at 7:55. And I took one every minute until the countdown at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, the bell chimed. the Swiss guards came out to close the gate, as they usually do, and then everybody in the square, and there weren't too many, began to clap. And I just thought, this is just a nice way of saying, well done, thank you for everything you've done for us, and we wish you well in the future. And then I began to walk down through the square, and I could just see the groups of people, nuns, religious, families. There were some nuns who were praying. There was a girl, she was draped in her American flag, but her head was bowed and she was facing the basilica in prayer. There was a family, five people, and each of them had a white candle. And they're all just praying and sort of walking around at a very slow pace. You don't see that normally in St. Peter's. And just, I suppose, reflecting, realizing that they were there at a very historic moment. And then, in fact, there was a beautiful, I took a picture of this group of nuns. And as they began to move away, I just snapped them, but one of them turned back. Just to get one more look at the basilica and to remember. And I thought, that's how I feel. I just want to look back now and be grateful.